Listening Library presents Oversea Under Stone by Susan Cooper. Read for you by Alex Jennings. Chapter 1.
Where is he?
Barney hopped from one foot to the other as he clambered down from the train, peering in vain through the white-faced crowds flooding eagerly to the St. Austell ticket barrier.
Oh, I can't see him. Is he there?
Of course he's there, Simon said, struggling to clutch the long canvas bundle of his father's fishing rods. He said he'd meet us with a car. Behind them, the big diesel locomotive hooted like a giant owl, and the train began to move out. Stay where you are a minute, Father said from a barricade of suitcases. Mary won't vanish. Let people get clear. Jane sniffed ecstatically.
I can smell the sea.
We're miles from the sea, Simon said loftily.
I don't care. I can smell it.
Chowisick, 5 miles from St. Austell, Great Uncle Mary said.
Oh, where is he?
Barney still jigged impatiently on the dusty grey platform, glaring at the disappearing backs that masked his view. Then suddenly he stood still, gazing downwards.
Hey, look!
They looked. He was staring at a large black suitcase among the forest of shuffling legs.
What's so marvellous about that?
Jane said. Then they saw that the suitcase had 2 brown pricked ears and a long waving brown tail. Its owner picked it up and moved away, and the dog, which had been behind it, was left standing there alone, looking up and down the platform. He was a long, rangy, lean dog, and where the sunlight shafted down on his coat, it gleamed dark red. Barney whistled and held out his hand.
Darling, no,
said his mother plaintively, clutching at the bunch of paintbrushes that sprouted from her pocket like a tuft of celery.